Hello and welcome to D3 Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Ananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Kshitij Mahajan, who is a co-founder of Complete Circle Consultants Private Limited. Well, today we'll be talking on a very interesting topic, artificial intelligence. Now, AI is the branch of computer science that emphasizes the development of intelligence machines thinking and working like humans. For example, speech recognition, problem solving, learning, as well as planning. We will discuss companies which are using or plan to use AI in their products in the near future. Well, to take the discussion forward, let me quickly invite our guest. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Mahajan.
Thank you, Kshitij. Thank you very much for the podcast.
Well, Mr. Mahajan, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that what is AI and which are the different types?
So it's been talked about a lot. So as you say, AI is nothing but artificial intelligence. And in a simple method or in a simple way, I want to explain it. It's just a simulation of human intelligence processes by a machine. What we think, you know, in terms of how to process information, maybe this is what has been done by a computer. This is called artificial intelligence. Intelligence artificially done, to make it simpler. In another way, it is a branch of computer science that emphasizes the development of intelligent machines, thinking and working like human. And depending on what type of capabilities these machines have, we can define different type of AIs.
Now that we've cleared what is AI, let's start with how important it has become for companies to use AI in their products.
What has become relevant in today's world, Kshitij, that we need to use human capabilities to the best of extent. True. But it has its own limitation. Now, if I ask you or ask anyone to compute or maybe give analysis of five funds, you may require at least an hour or so. If I tell the machine who's been implanted with softwares and instructions on the basis of artificial intelligence, what data points I require, that can actually compute database for 20,000 funds in 1 hour's time. So that's the difference. So further to make it simple, it actually aids human capabilities and help us make advanced decisions with far-reaching consequences, what we have not even thought of. So that's what AI is all about. And it has become very relevant in today's world because we are moving very fast. And all the companies are looking at solutions which are making human life less complex, which are making things much simpler. And that has been done through AI.
Absolutely. Now, coming to the highlight part of the podcast, so which companies, according to you, are using AI or at least have plans to integrate it in their product portfolios in the near future?
So I'll answer this question in two parts. One is, what are the companies which are using AI? So there are a lot of companies, but yes, if you actually ask me on the listed space, I have drilled down on 10 companies for sure, which are working on a very serious note, and they're advancing with their new discoveries on AI platform. The companies which we are talking about here is Tata Elxsi is there, Persistent, Bosch is there, your Kelton Tech is there, Happiest Mind, Sign, Oracle, Affle, Gensar, Sexsoft. So there are a lot of companies which are using. Now the second part, which companies are going to use, so you'll be surprised, it is not limiting to the only tech part of the solution, but it has a very, very broader usage. You know, from your biotechnology field, from your any invention field, from automotive field, to any other field. It has a very, very different set of usage. Because end of the day, you need productivity to be enhanced. You need less human involvement. You need more and more, you know, efficient product across baskets. It's not that you look at only tech solutions. But this will help in R&D of various pharma companies also. This will help in looking at various biotech solutions also. This will help in improving efficiency of various automotive industries also. Because this is not adding anything to that, but it's making things look much simpler, and it is coming out with the right type of combination which will work for this these industries. So, you know, broadly, if you ask me, you know, what AI actually does, AI actually helps you to search within the data and optimize the search to give the most relevant result. As I said, if you have put various parameters on which you want to search, it can do that for you in a much, much faster way. So, you know, that's what AI does. It detects any pattern which is going on, and then it starts evaluating and throwing things at you on the pattern which it has discovered. For example, like, let's say, Kshitij, you are looking at Google with some pattern of relevant speaker on value investing. And if you keep on doing for a couple of days time, it will throw you options next time you log into Google. So that's AI for you. Similarly, things happen with your Netflix or for that matter, Siri, when you see, it's a very basic form of AI, or Tesla, where you give instruction that you have to drive, or let's say it's on a manless car. So there are many forms. Nest, another interesting part, which is a very basically used AI, where the Nest technology used thermostat using behavior algorithm to make to save energy and to actually enhance the productivity of the electronic items which you are using. So many things, Eco for that matter, or Siri for that matter. So they are very basic forms of AI, what they are doing. Now, what are the advantages? And this is very important for all the listeners, is reduce your human errors, because it's been, obviously machine has its own limitation, but yeah, broadly it reduces human errors. This is available 24/7. It helps in your repetitive works. It has a digital assistance. It helps you make faster decisions, which is very important. Rational decision makers. It is nowadays very, very aggressively used in medical applications. It improves security levels and it has efficient way of communication also.
Right. So, now that we've discussed about AI, let's also focus on, about the companies when we're saying that India Inc. is using now AI in their products. So for an investor, how much of a sense it make for them to include AI focused companies, or at least, companies who are using AI product or integrating AI in their products to make it more efficient into their portfolio? So do you think that because of COVID the pandemic wave, which has become, the focus on technology has increased many fold, and everyone is looking at increasing productivity. So from a corporate angle, from a corporate side, how are AI making how AI is making the products much more friendlier or much more productive from an India Inc. Standpoint?
So Shitaj, what you said is 100% right. Pandemic has taken us 10 years ahead, and India itself has proved to the entire world that remotely they can manage the world, whether it's Infosys, TCS, and many other companies who did fantastically well.
Right.
So yes, there are many companies which are coming out with product, and clients, people should look at those type of innovations and product, because eventually you'll see somebody who starts first gets a first mover advantage, or somebody who's ahead of technology in terms of ahead of times. Mm-hmm. So they will also get some advantage in their valuations. So we can discuss 5-6 names. I'll start with Bosch again, a German company doing fantastically well in India. On the auto side, they have now ventured into white goods also. And I will like to share with you that they've come out with a refrigerator which is enabled with AI technology. And if I want to take examples for all the companies, it's a smart refrigerator. People can go to Bosch side and speak to their chatbot, which is Freezy. This refrigerator, depending on your behavior, whatever your consumption pattern, develop a knowledge and learn very fast in less than 15-20 days time, and then start making you know that how much you are less on, let's say, your milk or vegetables or some meat stuff or whatever you are consuming. And in Germany, it's actually placing order also. So the technology is so wired. So rather than you forgetting that that you need milk by tomorrow morning, it's making you aware that what it's been doing. Similarly, there are garden machines which are doing harvesting for their intelligent machines, which who knows at what type of at what level they have to cut and how much they have to cut. They are greenhouse garden machines also. So we are saying here there is a human intervention which is required to discover these products. Once these products are discovered, depending on how you and I are using over a period of next 10, 15, 20 days, they are imbibing that in their behavior, and then they start doing the same thing for you. And obviously, it's not that without your information they will do. But again, these type of technologies help you to move ahead in time. Another company, Scientist, there, which is collaborating with various digital map making companies. And you, Shendu, you yourself notice that when you use Google Maps, sometimes it misses on many of the information of road blockage or red lights which are covered with leaves or many other such things. So Scientist has come out with a very robust AI system where they are using SaaS, which is software as a service, and they are collaborating with many digital map companies where they are going as much accurate as it is possible for many of the people. Because this is something is going to be very big. These people still remember what type of roads are there in Bombay or Delhi. The next generation will only be clinged on to your technology.
Yes.
They will not be aware that from India Gate you have tens of ways through which you can move out. So, and I have faced myself last week when it was pouring cats and dogs in Delhi, that if I have to go from Connaught Place to my place, if I would have taken the same route, I would have taken 1.5 hours more. with the help of map, it has become much more easy for me to cut on that 1.5 and reach in 1 hour's time. Similarly, when you have companies like Sign Capital, which actually allows you to have a detailed information about navigation and localized data such as traffic light signals, lanes and buildings, then it becomes much easier for you to reach faster also. So accessible information, which has been available in all driving condition and driving drivable areas, that's what Sign is doing with all these map companies. So another company which is doing an amazing job is Affle. Affle is a company which is normally when you are on your mobile, you see various advertisements on various mobile apps. Affle has a major marketing share on that. It's in the business of mobile advertisement. And again, depending on the pattern of what type of information you're looking at, like somebody on the IRCTC side was looking at a good deals on denims. So basically, he was looking on the internet on good deals of denims. When he logged into IRCTC side, there were some deals which were reflecting at the bottom of his ticketing also. So, you know, what type of client is and how he's behaving in his interaction with the internet, that's been picked and been shared as proper usage also. So Affle is doing a terrific job. And I see that there's a lot of scope building because we see that mobile advertisement, how much scope it has. Out of 135 crore population, we have only 35 crore smartphones in India. So there's a long runway for Affle also to grow from here. Then there is another very beautiful business, which is your Zensar Technologies. Zensar Technology is launching its own platform, which is helping clients with the help of their software as a service, SaaS application, to increase their sales productivity, to market themselves better, to have an IT technology hedge, and then help them in doing their human resource much more effectively, doing their trainings much more effectively. So it's like there's a data which you capture for your employees and for your projects and for your clients, and then how you can use it to the best, marry each that data with each other so that you get the productivity in the best way. Again, a very beautiful franchise doing a fantastic job. Another company which we can hear talk about is your Saxsoft. Saxsoft is into intelligent automation. One of its business streams is using artificial intelligence, which is making possible for various machines to actually compete with real humans. You know, when I say that, there's a smart way of looking at how we can use this application. It can be used in engineering as well also. And I don't know whether you are following this Tokyo Olympics closely or not. If you're following, then you must have seen many robots playing around. So try and understand one thing which is out of robots is thinking from their heart. They all are doing what they are doing has been planted, like they're thinking like human beings at a much faster rate with much more productive enhancement which they are doing with their thought process. So these are the few companies. Then we have Oracle, which is doing fine. Then Happiest Mind is one of the very good franchise where artificial intelligence plays a very important role in the sectors like healthcare, agriculture, personal care, home automation, banking and transportation. Right. So obviously we have discussed in 20 years back how it helps in coming out with various R&D possibilities for healthcare, various agriculture possibilities, as I mentioned about Bosch. Then on the personal care side, then obviously home automation with, you know, saving, maximum saving on your energy and fuel. And then banking, which is becoming now a next door, rather than a next door shop, it is becoming a toy on or maybe a game on a phone. So I think this is something which they are using very well. There's a global interest also coming from all these companies in India. And we'll see that advancements which have been made by these companies on the cognitive compounding, then machine learning and natural language processing will also help them to grow at a very different pace.
Interesting point is there, Mr. Mahajan. And, most of the stocks are really high-flying stocks, which we've seen. So we've seen a lot of action in most of these names. So I'm sure our listeners would take note of these pointers and, try and include them in their portfolio as well. Well, thank you, Mr. Mahajan, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Shatish. Thank you very much.